Rambam, we're going to discuss now the mitzvah leisase, the negative commandments, part one. Aleph. Mitzvah shem mitzvah leisase shalei la'aliz b'machshava shishasham haleikar shalasi Hashem shenamar le'yelacha lekim achenem al ponai. First mitzvah of the negative commandments is not to consider the thought
that there's another
God, divinity, aside from Hashem. Shall have no other God before Hashem. Beish le'lasis pesel, you're nothing make an idol. Le'yasa not to make oneself or have one made of for himself by others. Never lay asa the chapesel. Gimbal, the last is of the zonah of the never the kemaseh lay sasa lachem. Not to make false gods even for others. As it says, do not make molten gods for yourself. The last is dalish. The last is truest. The night not to make images of decoration. Even when one does not worship them. Remember, as it says, lay sasa et do not make a representation of anything for me. Not to bow down to any false gods, even though they are not generally worshipped by bowing down before them. It says, do not bow down to them. Not to worship false gods of the type of service which is customary to worship. Shemar relates to them, not to serve them. Zion. Not to offer one son to the Melech, as it says, do not give any of your children to Melech. The last is Ma'is Oiv, Shnemer, Al Tifnu Ela Ovis, do not to perform the deeds associated with Oiv, as it says, do not turn to the Ovis. The last is Ma'is Yidaini, Shnemer, Ela Yidaini, do not to perform the deeds associated with Yidaini. The Livne Sachar, but the Zer Shnem, Al Tifnu Ela Ovis, do not turn or take interest in the worship of Abed Zara or the false gods. Do not turn false gods. Yeral shel hakim matziva, not to erect the pillars. Shnemar v'sachem lachem matziva. Sitin even maskis, do not make a flint stone. The fowl to bow down. Shnemar v'sachem maskis. Leitit the matzachem. You should not place flint stones. Shleili ta'ir ilavam mikdash. Not to plant a tree on the in the temple premises. Shnemar leisit lachem asher kol eitz. Do not plant an asher any other tree. The shalav of edizar la'ivda, not to take an oath. The false god, as requested by one of its worshippers, not to have one of them take an oath on their false gosh. At the name of their gods, you should not mention, nor shall it be heard from your mouth. Not to act as a mediach, the missionary, to persuade the Jews to worship false gods. As it says, La Yishama Al Picha shall not be heard from your mouth. Su Hazara Lamadiyah, this is a Hazara of a missionary. Not to act as a missionary. A Mesis to persuade an individual to worship of the Zara, as it says, number of Mesis, you see for last, and they shall not continue to do so. Not to show affection for the Mesis, not show appreciation for him. Not to reduce one's hate for Mesis, number of my love, not to listen to him. Not to try to save a Mesis, as to see if he's executed. Shnemar says, "Lesof is in Chalav." Do not have mercy upon him. Shleil Yilam Medam Musa Shmos Al Mesis, for the person whom a Mesis tried to convince not to advance any arguments on behalf of the Mesis. Shnemar says, "Lesach Mel, do not have pity." Shleil Yishtek and Musa Shmos Al Mechiv Al Mesis, for the person whom a Mesis tried to convince not to withhold any evidence he is aware of that would incriminate the Mesis. Imel Dalei Chiv Shnemar Leisachas Al Love. Not to benefit from ornaments that have ordained, adorned false gods. Not covet the gold or silver which is upon them. Not to rebuild in Yanidachas, his former statues, says it shall never be burnt, built. Not to benefit so the property of Yerani Dachas, not to lead, but nothing that has been condemned cling to your hand. Not to benefit from false gods for any of their accessories, anything offered to them, or any wine brought as a libation for them, as it says, do not bring an abomination to your house. For this not to prophesize in the name of false gods, not to say, the prophet who speaks in the name of other gods. Not to relate false prophecies. What a prophet makes a declaration in my name, which I did not have command. So the Shema is not the Shema of Zar, not to listen to someone who prophesies the name of the Zar. Shema says, "Lishma al divrei anavi." And listen to the words of the prophet. Do not refrain from executing a false prophet. Not to fear him, as he says, do not fear him. Not to follow the laws or customs of the worshippers of false gods, as he says, do not follow the practices of the nations that I am driving before you. Not to practice black magic. Like it says, there should not be found amongst you, magician. Not to practice divination. Right, it says, Lisa, any new, do not practice. Shalin Lanachish, not to act as a soothsayer. Shemak says, Lisa Nachish, do not act as a soothsayer. The Chashim, not to do with sorcery. Shemak says, the Kimatsa before Machashim, that they shall not be found amongst the sorcerer. Shalach Rechover, not to cast spells. Shemak says, Babi Rechover, one who casts spells. Shalisha Be'ev, not to consult as a Eve. Shemak says, Vashel Eve. One of the souls and if they shall be Dani, not the consult of the Dani, Shanak is ever shall be Dani. Shalisha Bahalim in Hamisim. Now to seek from the dead in dreams, variation from the dreams. Shanak it says, a dead shall Hamisim, one attempts to communicate to the dead. Shalay Sadi Isha Adi Ish, for women not to wear articles appropriate for men. Shanak it says, they see the Huckley Gever Al Isha. A woman shall not wear a vast coat. Shalay Adi Ish Adi Isha. A man not to wear articles appropriate for women. Shanak says, the Libra Gever Samus Isha. A man should not wear women's clothing. Not to tattoo our bodies like worshippers of false gods, like it says, not tattoo your flesh. Do not wear shanas as a priest of false gods, as it says, do not shave templates on your head as the worshippers of false gods, like it says, do not shave your temples. Not to shave off our beards entirely as the priests of false gods. Not shave the corners of your beard. Do not make cuts in our flesh as the worshippers of false gods. Do not cut yourself. There's another term of cutting. Not to dwell in the land of Egypt. Do not ever return on the path again. Not to stray after thought of one's heart or the sight of one's eyes. Behold, do not stray after your heart or eyes. Not to establish a covenant with the seven nations. Do not establish a covenant with them. Not to allow a single member of the seven nations to live. Do not allow a soul to live. Shalachan al Vidizara, do not to show favor to the worshippers of Vidizara. Shalachan says, Lesachanam, do not show them. Shalay Lahashab Vidizara, Barat Sinner, Shalachan, Layeshu, Barat Sahan, not to allow the worshippers of false gods to settle in our lands. This is, do not sell in your land. Shalay Iskanam, Evdi, Avidizara, Shalachan, Layeshatam, do not marry Gentiles, this is, do not marry amongst them. Shalay Salmani, Mayavi, Basisola, Elam, for a Jewish woman never to marry an Armenian or Mayavi woman, as it says. The Yavi Amini Mayavi Bikal Hashem, and Amini Namayavi should never enter the congregation of Hashem. So the Haki Zara Isim and Akahal. Allah, Shlesha Dadis, not to prevent the third generation of commerce from the descendants of Esau from marrying amongst the people, as the Sisley decide with them, you do not despise that damage. So the Haki Mitsu Mulavi Bikal Allah, Shlesha Dadis, never the Sisav Mitsu, do not prevent the third generation of Egyptians from marrying amongst the Jewish people, as the Sisley do not despise the Egyptians. So the Lipriski, Shalom Amin Namayavi, Shalom Bashas Muhammad Shara Graham, do not to make an offer of peace. Maybe at the outbreak of the war, as it says, they seek their to us, do not seek their peace and welfare. Not to share fruit trees. Anything that also has destroyer value, it's also us, like it says, late tashis. As eight of the non destroyers, Shishli, Yiru, Achem, Mahomel, Ifat, Thatu, Mayvehem, Rishas Mahomes, Namely, Taharich, Mephechem, Litiram. For soldiers not to fear or become frightened of the enemy during war, do not panic before them, do not fear them. Do not forget the wicked deeds perpetrated against us, as it says, do not forget. That Israel against blessing Hashem's name. As it says to not curse Hashem mentioned in the punishment, one who curses the name of Hashem shall surely die. This is a general principle. A negative commandment is involved whether the Torah mentions the punishment of Paras or execution, with the exception of circumcision, and the sacral Pesach, which are positive commandments punishable by Paras. Shle la'aved, al shuvas biti, not to violate an oath. Shenamar, like it says, l'yishavu b'shemil ha'shavu, not to boast in my name. L'yishavu l'ashav, not to take an oath to be vain. Shenamar, like it says, l'yisis Hashem l'yikech l'ashav, do not take the name of Hashem, your Hashem in vain. Shalachal Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to make a chil Hashem, like it says, l'yishachal Hashem kachi, do not profane my holy name. Shem l'asim, l'masis to Hashem, do not test the promises of Hashem, like it says, l'yishanasus Hashem l'yikech, do not test the Shem regards. L'lamed b'samidash, b'vatik nesisim, b'vatik nedoshas, b'chein emich, b'es Hashem, z'am gudoshan, e'me abdik, b'es v'akidish, n'emar abit abdim, l'sasim l'ashem l'keichem, not to destroy the temple, synagogues, or houses of study, as similarly, not to erase any of the names, nor to destroy the texts, shall surely destroy them, do not do this, as it says, do not do this to Hashem, your Hashem, shall yonlan ma'atzolob, ala is not to leave a corpse that was hung on the gallows, like it says, l'sol n'ebelos ala eitz, do not leave his body on the gallows, shall l'hash b'is shmidas of the mikdash, not to interrupt the watch held. Rather, as it says, you should keep my watch. For a kohen not to enter the kohen building at the times, as it says, and he shall enter the sanctuary at all times. For a kohen with a disqualified physical deformity, not to perceive beyond. It says, however, do not to the parichas, you shall not approach. For a kohen with a disqualified physical deformity, not to serve at the base of midrash, as it says, he who has blemish, and not approach the presence. Yaved b'almom aver. For a kohen with a disqualified physical deformity, or to serve, shemar called ish asher b'almom la'ikar. If he has b'almom, he should not approach. So he's asked all the vim by this kohen, but the kohen by this the vim. A kohen cannot do a levi's job. A levi cannot do a kohen's job. Shemar like it says, a kli akedish olam is very la'ikarvu. Neither in the sacred vessels nor in the altar shall they approach, so that they not die, neither they nor you. For a person who is intoxicated, not to enter the Beis HaMikdash, nor to render a left position. Do not drink wine or strong wine. For a non-kohen, not to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and an unauthorized person should not approach them. For a kohen who is tummy to work, you know, like it says, he knows from kosher when he shall, and he shall separate himself from the sacred offerings to the frozen of Israel. Shall yavid. Kohen shall yemen shiar shimshir. For a kohen who has immersed himself in a mikveh in order to purify himself from the ritual pure, not to serve. You know, like it says, yichalu, and they shall not profane. Shall yikonis tummy la zara. For a kohen who is ritually impure, not to enter the base of Israel, as it says, veitamas machaneim, and they shall not make your camp impure. As a machmesh shina shikina shina. For a person not to enter the machal levia tummy, she can handle this higher bias, the parallel for all times being the base of English. Do not enter the camp. This refers to the machal levia. Shall leave nice abnim is bad. Gozes not to build the altar with whom stall. Shall exist the seven essen gozes. Do not make them whom. Not to ascend on the Mizbech. No, it says, do not ascend my altar with steps. Not to offer any undesired incense offering or the sacrifice of the golden altar. Family says, do not offer any unauthorized incense upon it. Not to extinguish the fire of the altar, as it says, to burn a continuous fire on the altar, do not extinguish it. The maskenis shemna mishka, not to duplicate the composition of the anointing oil, as it says, uvamat kunte leisasel. Do not duplicate its formula. Shelosa b'shemna mishka azor shnemer al psar adam leisach. Not to anoint an unauthorized person with anointing oil, as it says, do not anoint the flesh of a person with it. Shelosis b'maktenis akteris, not to duplicate the composition of the incense offering, shnemer says, oh, makutunto de sasu. Shall I see by the iron after remove the staffs of the ark? So it says, "Never lay sasu as a man." Shall I see a reshem ala efet for the kohens, probably not to come loose from the efet. Like it says, "Lay azir a reshem ala efet." The breastplate shall not come loose from the efet. Shall I cut a meal the meal the cloak not to tear? Like it says, "Kefitachra yil lay." It shall have a woven border around it. Lay korea shall not tear. Shall I lay alis bekotcher machutz not to offer kotcher outside the bismin dishen. Like it says, outside of it. Shem, like it says, be careful lest you offer your burnt offerings. Chalik shlo yilish kachem b'chutz, not the slaughter sacrifice, the kachem outside, shnemar ish asher yishchas shir kezeb, b'pesach amid lehevi v'nichas. Person who slaughters an ox or a sheep without bringing it to the tent of testimony, he shall be punished and cursed. Shalak with balim mumlam is be'am atu imaktish animals with disqualified balim mumlam is be'ash namak zizkala shabay mum lo yat tekribu. Any animal which has a blemish shall not be sacrificed. So Yisr Hekdishi, this is the Yisr involves of Hekdish. So Yisr Balam Mum L'Shem Korban, not to slaughter animals with disqualifying Korban. And it says, L'Sakribo, Eilel Hashem, do not sacrifice these to Hashem. So Yisr Gdam Balam Mum L'Gabi HaMizbech, have to sprinkle the blood of animals with disqualifying physical blemishes on Mizbech. And it says, L'Sakribo L'Hashem, do not sacrifice the Hashem. So Yisr Sikas Dami, this is the Yisr involving sprinkling on the blood. So L'Hakri Emuri Balam Mum, not to burn the sacrificial portions of the animal. The disqualifying blemishes, like it says, we usually like to know mayhem, not make a fire offering to them. So, the hakri balimum aver, not to offer animals with disqualifying physical blemishes, like it says, never lay susba, lashad, like other share, vesela, yeh, baimum, zeh, mum aver. Trail hakri balimum, yad hagain, not to offer animals with a disqualifying physical blemish when it was brought by gain, like it says, yad benecha, lay sakti, shlei, yit, and balimum, bekachim, not to inflict a disqualifying physical blemish upon kachim, like it says, lay, mum, lay, yeh, baim, claim, lay, titan, baimum. Do not burn as an offering anything which is sweetened or leavened, as it says. He holds every you may not burn anything leavened or sweet. So the hakriv tofel, not to offer sacrifice which is unsalted. Says, do not omit the salt of Hashem's covenant. So the hakriv esen mechir, not to offer as a sacrifice an animal soup by a zayna, like it says. Shenemar leisavi esen zayna mechir kelo. Do not bring a prostitute for your price of a dog. Shalei lishchet, oisev es b'nei, do not slaughter an animal and its offspring on the same day. Like it says, oisev es b'nei, shalei tishkodu b'yemefad, not slaughter it and its offspring on the same day. Shalei yitin, shemzayz ben chetan, not to place olive oil on the meal offering. Shalei like it says, leyosim aleh shemen, do not place oil upon it. Shalei yitin aleh levena, do not place frankincense on such a carbon. Shalei like it says, leyitin aleh levena, do not place frankincense upon it. Shalei yitin, shemen ben chetan, not to place oil on the meal offering. Shemek says, "La'itzik alav shemen, do not pour oil upon it. Shle yitin alav levena, place frankincense upon it. Shemek says, "La'itin alav levena. Shle lahomer es hakotchim, do not substitute another animal for one selected as a kotchim. Shemek la'yachlifena v'la'yamer yisik, do not exchange it or substitute it. Shle l'shanes es hakotchim, the carbon shemek v'pshir la'yakish yisharisi, not to change the designation of an animal from one sacrifice to another, as it says." A person should not consecrate it, he should not consecrate it, like you're going to look carbon. Shall lift this bechid, lift this bechid behemoth tehida. Not to redeem a first and kosher animal, Shanemak says, I'll bechir le sifta. Shall limpir maise behemoth, not to sell the maise behemoth. Shanemak says, lo you go. Shall limpir steachin, not to sell a field that has been dedicated. As it says, lo you macher. Shall lift this steachin, not to redeem a field that has been dedicated. Shanemak says, lo you go. Shall not redeem. Shall yabdul rush chatos oif, Shanemak malakas rishim in mulorpert. At the sever the head of a bird as a sin offering. He shall, as it says, he shall pinch off his head without separating. Shall lavid bekotchim, not to work with consecrated animals. Shall this is a sabbat of pir shedecha, not to work with your firstling ox. Shall ligzis is a kotchim, not to shear consecrated animals. It says, the sabbat is pir shedecha, not to shear your firstling sheep. Shall yishchet the pesach of chomes kayim, not to shecht sacrifices while one possesses chomes. It says, a shishchet by sishchet of dam zifki, then I sacrifice the blood of my offerings. The presence of Chomesh, laniach emura pesach achi postum linen, not to allow the sacrificial portions of the carbon pesach to become disqualified by remaining overnight. This is v'layon chelav chagi at baker, do not allow the fat of my festive offerings to remain till the morning. Shloi lahisim epsar pesach, not to allow the meat of the carbon pesach to remain overnight. The kesesh nemla sesudim men at baker. Shloi lahisim rechagigas arba aser. Yeah, mashlish shnem layon men at basim. If yashbo lando mishu epsar chagigas arba aser, akos medaver v'zish nemla baker liv bokri. Not to allow the meat of the chagiga sacrifice to remain until the third day, as it says, do not leave over any of the meat according to the Mikdash Shmuel. We have learned the pasuk refers to the karma chagiga offered on Yudal of Nisan. Phrase until the morning, and this pasuk refers to the morning of the second day of Pesach, the third day after the karma was offered. So, la'isim of sarbesach sheni on baker, not to allow the meat of the second to the karma Pesach. Remain until the morning. Shemel says, "Leishin men al baker, do not leave over any of it until the morning." Leishin v'sahatid al baker, do not allow the meat Thanksgiving offering to remain until the morning. It says, "Leishin men al baker, do not leave over until the morning." Who at the end of Shabbat, the same applies to other kachrim. Shein menichan is nachar zman achilasan, that should not be left over beyond the time allotted to their consumption. Not to break any of the bones of the carbon pesach. Not to break any of the bones of the carbon pesach. As it says, neither shall you break the bone of it. Kuf Chaf Gimel. Shleilitzim Sarah Pesach Manav Habura. Not to remove the meat from the carbon pesach from the company. As it says, Shneimer Leitzim Manav Bayis. Do not remove from the house. Shleilasis Shiyali Manavis Chomis. Not to allow of the remaining portion of the meal offering. It shall not be baked as leaven. Shall not to eat the meat of the carbon pesach raw or boiled. Do not eat it from it raw or boiled in water. Not to feed the meat of the carbon pesach to a resident. No temporary resident or hired worker may eat from it. Not to feed the meat of the carbon pesach to a arul, as it says, not to feed the meat of a carbon pesach to a yidhu gishmat. As it says, ben nechel leichel bay, no outsider may eat it. Which means a yid who has become assimilated amongst the goyim and serves false gods as they do, he must not partake of the carbon pesach. The Yechel Adam Shdit Vakotchen, a person who became Tamei, became richly impure, should not partake of the Kotchen. And a soul partakes of the meat of the Pesach sacrifice while impure. Not to partake of Kotchen that have contracted to what? As it says, Vabasa Shika Bachotomi Yechel, meat that has touched any impurity should not be eaten. Not to eat the carbon pesach meat that has remained past limits allotted for the consumption. As it says, one who eats it shall bear his guilt. The soul will be punished by Kodesh. Not to eat pigles. The session of Marmakri will say, pigle here. It will not be accepted for him. And which is who becurs. For an unauthorized person not to partake of trumas, as it says, no unauthorized person shall eat it. For even a tenant or hired worker employed by a kohen not to partake of a trumas, as it says, a tenant or a kohen or his hired worker shall not eat the holy food. For an oral person not to partake of trumas. And other kachim as well. From tradition, we learn the Isser against an uncircumcised person eating consecrated foods is considered as an Isser. For a kohen who is impure, not to partake of trumah, any of your descendants shall not eat from the consecrated food. Shall they take all kol the kodesh? For kohen not to partake of kodesh, and also not true, not chazi v'sheik, not the sheik bone or the breast. Shenemar says baskin isiel yizar. But a kohen's daughter marries an unauthorized person, he shall not eat it. Shall they take all chaskein? For a meal offering brought by a kohen not to be eaten. Shemar says, any meal offerings brought by a person, a kohen, shall be consumed entirely. And not to partake the meat of the sin offerings from the Beis HaMikdash, as it says, any sin offering whose blood has been brought. Either partake of consecrated animals that were disqualified for use as sacrifice because of blemish was intentionally inflicted upon them, as states do not eat any of the abomination according to their word tradition. I learned that the pasuk refers to consecrated animals that were disqualified for use because of a blemish inflicted upon them. Not to eat grain, separate as the second tithe outside of Yerushalayim, as it says, you may not eat within the gates the tithe from your grain. 142. Not to consume wine, separated as by Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, as it says, your wine. Not to consume oil, separate as the Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, as it says, and your oil. Not to eat unblemished first thing outside of Yerushalayim, as it says, you may not eat the first thing. Not to eat a sin offering or guilt offering outside of the Azara. The cattle and your flocks. And the we learn from oral tradition, the purpose of this phrase is only to forbid eating of the sin offerings and the guilt offering outside of the Azara. Anything that's eaten outside the place intended for it covered by the Isser, you may not eat within your gates. Not to eat the meat of a burnt offering. Says, you may not eat, you have vowed to bring. You may not eat the carbon you have vowed to give. So warning against the person benefiting from the unauthorized use of the consecrated article, which she is forbidden to use. If he derives such medicine, the benefit he transgresses. Not to eat the meat of sacrifices of a lesser order of holiness before the sprinkling of their blood. As it says, you may not eat the animals you have pledged. In other words, you are not allowed to eat from the sacrifices you have pledged until the blood has been sprinkled. For Allah authorized person not to eat the meat of the sacrifices of the highest order of sanctity, as it says, otherwise unauthorized person shall not partake of them before they are holy. For a Kohen not to partake of the first fruits before they are placed in the Beis Hamikdash courtyard, as it says, you may not eat the elevated gifts delivered by hand, the latter phrase first in the first fruits. The Rachel Meister Sheni, the Tumah of Achi, not to eat the second tithe which has become impure, even with your Shalim, until it has been redeemed. As it says, I would have consumed it while it was impure. Kufnun Alosh, the Lechel Meister Sheni Baninus, not to eat Meister Sheni while it's morning. Shemak says, the Chalte Benim Imenu, I have not eaten it from the head while it's morning. Kufnun Beis, the Hitzi to me Meister Sheni Bashar, from the Valen Shin Behem Achilah Shasia, not to use the proceeds from the redemption of the Meister Sheni for anything aside from the food or drink. Shemak as it says, the Satan Menu Mace, I will not use it as the dead. Anything that is not associated with the needs of the living body, anything that is not associated with the needs of the living body is referred to as used for the dead. Tevel refers to produce from which one is obligated to separate truma and maisis, which has not been given as truma. Which means produce which the heathen will ultimately separate for Hashem, it should not be treated in a mundane manner and eaten while tevel. Kuf nun dalash, the hakli truma the bikurim. I have to say truma before bikurim. And my sadish the kumma, not my sadish before truma. One has to give it in order. Which means, and not to lay your offering of newly ripened produce of your agriculture offerings, which means that not to lay bringing an offering that should be brought first. Not to delay bringing sacrifices. You are about to offer animals that you have pledged to bring as karbonis. As it says, when you make a pledge, do not delay paying. Not to make a festive pilgrimage that the Kamer Shem like the Chosel Yerop, and they come without fear before me empty handed. Shelavra al Dvodam Shasu Adam on Afshay, not to violate a vow with the person making it, forbidding his use of anything Shem that says the Yafal Dvodi, you shall not violate his words. Shelo Yigaf Kain Zaina Kain Shanan, take a Zaina, Shem that says Isha Zaina Chalalai Kachel, they should not marry an immoral woman or a Chalala. Shelo Yigaf Kain Chalala, Shem that Chalalai Kachel, and for a Kain, not to marry a Chalala, says they shall not marry a Chalala. A widow, a divorce, a woman, these are you not allowed to marry. To have sexual relations with without being mekadesher. The nation mechalala because I think so he profanes or shnevach. It says the chal zara b'amov. He should not profane his children. He must not cause a woman eligible to marry a kohen to become ineligible, as happens to the relations described above. So he couldn't pay in the midrash pro reish, for I cannot enter the beis hamidrash with the hair that has grown on. A similarly large stomach is a safe from what they throw, but I'll let your hair grow long. So he couldn't pay in the midrash pro begodim, for I cannot enter the beis hamidrash with torn garments, it says, "Uvigdechem leSifneimu, do not rend your garments." So Yitzchak came and Azor v'sas Aveda, where came not to leave the Beis Hamikdash. In midst of the Aveda, Shlomo says, "In Pesach Yomel Yisaitu, do not depart from before the entrance of the tent of testimony." So Yitamik came headed to Shar Mesim for a common priest act to become impure through contact with a corpse. Shlomo says, "In efforts of Yitamik Amul, we should not become impure through contact with the dead." So Yitamik came Gadol Afilu Lekvelo. Where can you allow to become impure, even those of his relatives? It says, "Love the lima leitama, you shall not become impure, even for his father and mother." So he cut his king little in mace for king little to enter place where a corpse is found. Then it says about cold nafshis mace like nobody. You shall not come into contact with any dead person. Kachalnu b'yashua shochay b'aval yomim v'chay b'aval yitama. You have to become impure or have to enter place to the corpse. So the yikach loshim v'tayv v'chidik bardas. For the tribe of the Levi not to take a portion of our Israel, it says, "Nachalei cannot receive an inheritance." For the tribe of the Levi not to take a portion of the spoils in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, it says, tear out here for the dead." The it says, "And I make a bald spot upon your head." Not to eat a non-kosher animal. Nevertheless, amongst those who chew the cud, chew these you may eat. Not to eat non-kosher fish. As it says, they shall be regarded as abomination and do not eat of this flesh. Not to eat a now kosher bird, that says these birds you must regard as tishaktu, do not eat them. 175, shalalefel sheretz aiv, cannot eat flying insects. Shemra zesiskel sheretz aiv, tell me who lachem. Every flying insect that is now kosher for you shall not eat them. Shalalefel sheretz aretz, shalalefel sheretz aretz, shalalefel sheretz aretz, not to eat insects that breathe on the land. As it states, every insect that creeps upon the earth must be regarded as a sheketh, they may not be eaten. So the echel demas aretz, stemmer relate to tamus after seichem b'cholaz asher arav demas aretz. Not to eat anything that creeps on the earth, as it says, do not make your soul impure with the insect that creeps upon the earth. So the echel tilas appears to states from the avir, not to eat worms that breed in the produce after they become exposed in the air. Shemak says, while shares a sheretz aretz, they say, for any swarming creature that breeds upon the land, you shall not eat them. The is not to eat swarming creatures that breed in the water. It says, do not make yourself detestable by any swarming creatures. Mesa, not to eat a carrion or mesa. Do not eat nevela. Do not eat an animal with a treifer. Not to eat a little from living animals. It says, on the fish and basar, do not eat life with its flesh. Not to eat the displaced sciatic nerve, as it says, Therefore, the chosen Israel cannot eat the displaced nerve. 184. Kufpei Dalash. The Echel Dam at eat blood. Shlemak says, Echel Dam le Seiflu. They're not eating so many blood. Shlele Echel Cheder. Shlemak le Cheder. Bashar Rafesu. Le Seiflu. They're not particular any hard fat. As it says, they're not eat any of the fat in the ox, sheep, or goat. Shlele Vashel Basar Becholov. They're not cook meat and milk together. Shlemak says, Le Sevashel Di Bechalev Imei. They're not cook a kid with his father's milk. Shlele Echel Basar Becholov. Do not eat meat and milk together. Do not cook a kid in his mother's milk. We learn out that the two together, Isser against eating and Isser against cooking. So the help of Shid and Iska not to partake of the meat of an ox that was stoned by death. And you should not eat its flesh. Shleila echol pas tvua chadusha ketam apesach. They not eat bread. Eat from newly grown produce before Pesach. Shneimar it says v'lechem. Even now eat leitefel. Shleila echol kolim enat. Chadush never kol esifu. Do not eat roasted grain from newly grown produce before Pesach. As it says, you may not eat roasted grain. Shleila echol karmel b'tvua chadusha. Shneimar b'karmel leitefel. Do not eat fresh grain from newly grown produce before Pesach. As it says, you may not eat fresh grain. So the echel orla did not eat orla. Shneimar says, shali shani lechem orlechem. The echel for 3 years you must regard as fruit, forbidden growth, and may not be. The shali echel kida akedim. Shneimar says, pentika shomlea zera shetiza tuas akamzo yisrachila. Did not eat mixed species planted in a vineyard. As it says, lest the yield of the crops you planted and the fruits of the vineyard shall become forfeit. And this refers to the history against eating such produce. Shali lishtis yayinesa not to drink wine used for idolatrous libation. Never as it says, Asher Chilus of Achim Yechel Yishtiyein Esikom, who ate the fat of the sacrifice and drank the wine of the libation. Shalil Echel, which is Der Zelu Besevei, Shnemer Beninu Zer Zelu Besevei, not to eat or drink with a glutton and drunken. As it says, the son of Arz, a glutton or a drunken. Shalil Echel, the Yem Hatzain, you have to eat them the day of the fast. Of Yom Kippur, as it says, Ki Kol Ahneh Pesha Shul Besunat. Any person does not afflict himself on that day. 197. Shall the echel chametz for Pesach? Not a particular chametz on Pesach. Shemek says the echel chametz. Do not eat chametz. Shalei the echel tarubas chametz. Also not to eat mixtures of chametz. Shemek says kol machmetz. Is they sayful? Do not eat any leavened matter. Shalei the echel chametz after chatzis yom arba. Asher shem leyechol of chametz. Do not eat chametz after noontime on the 14th of Nisan. As it says, do not eat chametz with it. Shalei yirah chametz. Do not to have chametz seen. That is the year of chametz. No chametz. Eleven shall be. It may be seen in your territory. Shalei yimatzi chametz. Shenemar certainly yimatzi b'tichem. Not to have chametz found on possession during Pesach. As it says, no chametz may be found in your homes. Shalei yishte hanazir yayin. Shalei dover shnezar b'yayin v'tamik tam yayin. Shenemar chom distress anovim. Afilei chametz yayin. Dover shnezar b'yayin. As the usher lo shenemar chametz yayin v'chametz shirchem leishta. For another not to drink wine or partake of anything in which wine was mixed and has the taste of wine, as it says, he shall not drink any grape beverage. This issue applies even if the wine and other beverages with which the wine was mixed has become sour. As the above verse says, he may not drink vinegar from wine or wine or wine brandy. For another not to eat fresh grapes. And then it says, for another not to eat raisin bran. Eat raisins, I'm sorry. Shalem like it says, he may not eat dry grapes. Shalem le'echol chatzanim, another should not eat grape seeds. Shalem like it says, he may not eat anything from wine grapes from seeds. Shalem le'echol zugin, another not to eat grape peels. Shalem like it says, he should not eat anything of wine grapes to his peels. Shalem le'etam another le'mez, for another not to become impure through contact with that mess. Shemek says, he may not become mature even for his father or his mother. Shemekonis Baal and Mace, another is Allah enter below any roof beneath which is a corpse is found. Shemek says, on Nefesh Mace Leyobe, he should not come into contact with any dead body. Shemek Yigalea Hanazir, rather not to shave. Shemek says, Tarli Yabra Adish, and a razor shall not pass upon his head. Shemek says, not to harvest one's entire field. Shemek says, Sechalapas Sadchabuk Tirefa, get out completely harvest the ends of your field. So look at Hashem and Nefesh Bashas Ketzira, and to gather the individual stocks that fall in the harvest. Shneimar as it says, "Vadeket Tzir Chalisa Lapi." Do not gather the leket of your harvest. So the leaf Tzir Elis Hakeren, not to harvest undeveloped grape clusters. Shneimar as it says, "Vachamachal Leisida." and not pick the incompletely formed grapes clusters of your vineyard. Shalei lufit peret hakenim, not to gather individual fallen grapes. Shenamar says of feret karmach halisulake, do not gather individuals in your vineyard. Shalei vikaf emrav shikhush nemar leisosh of the kachti. Vechein kol b'chol enonesi shikhush nemar leisafar achadecha, not to take a sheaf which has been forgotten. As it says, do not take back, go back to take it. This applies to all trees, as it says, do not carefully re-harvest it. Not to sow mixed species of seeds together. As it says, do not sow different species of seeds in your field. Not to sow grain or vegetables in your vineyard. Not plant different species in your vineyard. Not to crossbreed different species of animals. As it says, do not crossbreed your livestock with other species. Not to work with different species of animals together. As it says, they soccer for sure, Hamar Yaftu, do not plow with an ox or a donkey together. So they lax in Bahim, Rashas Malaha, Bedovish, Rashakaz, Menobananas. Not to muzzle an ox while it is working with produce from which it would eat and derive benefit. As it says, they soft for sure, Badishai, not muzzle an ox while it is treading grain. If they loud to the Avid, Laudam, Bashvis, not to cultivate the land in the seventh year. Now, if it says, the Sultan, Badishisha, they're not stealing your field. Not to cultivate trees in the seventh year. Not to reap crops that grow on their own in the seventh year in the same manner as its ordinary year. Not reap the crops that you harvest that have grown on your own. Not to reap fruit that grows on the trees in the seventh year in the same manner as it does in ordinary year. Like it says, as Indian is it a holy sutra, and you did not gather the grapes of your vines, which you must abstain. Do not do agricultural work, whether the land or the trees. Shinema says, Le Sizero, do not sow. Not to reap crops that grows on your own in the Jubilee year in the same manner as in the ordinary year. It says, do not harvest the crops which grow on their own. Not to reap the fruits of the Jubilee year in the same manner as in ordinary year. As it says, do not gather the grapes or vines which you must abstain. Do not sell if the earth is perpetuity, as it says, do not make a permanent sale of the land. Shle l'shanes migir shalavim stisim shnemer l'stei migash adem l'irimachem b'shvul lamdash l'azor shadisana. At the change the purpose of the open areas of the field granted to the levim, as it says, the field of the open areas surrounding their cities shall not be sold according to oral tradition. We will learn that this refers pasuk is a prohibition against changing the purpose of which the lands are used. Shle laziv alavim. Not to forsake the Levi, Shem Rasa says, "Shem Lachah Penataza B'Shalav Levi." Be careful not to abandon the Levi. Ela Neisim Lahem Matneisim Mosam Kan Neisim B'Chol Devil V'Regel. Rather, you must give them the portion that I do on address to them at each festival. Shalit V'Alva Alva Shovra La Shvish Nel the Yigais. Esrei was often not to demand repayment of a loan after the seventh year has passed, as it says, "Do not demand payment for your fellow men." 231, not to withhold lending money for a poor person because of the Shemitah. It says, be careful lest an error occur to you. This is the general rule. Not to withhold lending money to a poor person, providing him with his needs. It says, the welfare, do not harden your heart. So we learn a person who gives stucco fulfills a positive commandment, while one who does not give stucco or spurns the opportunity not only fails to perform a mitzvah but also transgresses a negative commandment. So they shall lay off Evid Ibri Rekam Kishetsa Hoshni, not to send away a Hebrew servant empty handed when he goes free. Shemaka says, the Shishofen Rekam. Not send him away empty-handed. Shaloi yitva aani bechivik kishida shu aani b'yitzalei shemra leitiyalei kineisha. Not to demand payment of a debt from a poor person when one knows that he is poor. Not to cause him grief. As it says, do not behave like a creditor towards him. Shalahavis b'divis the yistol. Not to lend
an interest to a Jewish nimer because it's possible to claim the elimination. But I'll lend him your money at interest. Shadil beis bedibus, not to borrow with interest. Shnemer says the sashif lachicha. I take interest from your brother. It's an iser forbidding a borrower from paying interest to a lender. Not to intermediate between the borrower and the lender when interest is involved. Not to act as a guarantor, as a witness to such a loan. Not to drop a contract for it. As it says, do not change charge of interest. Not to delay payment of a worker. Do not hold back a worker's wages overnight. Not to take security from a debtor by force. Says, do not enter his home to take security. Not to withhold the return of security to his owners when he needs it. Says, do not lie down to sleep with the security. In other words, do not lie down while holding the security. Instead, turn to him at night when he needs it at night. Not to take security from a widow. And not take a widow's garment as security. Not to take utensils used in preparation as food. As it says, do not take either the upper or lower millstone as a pledge. So lean their nefesh from Yisrael, not to kidnap a Jewish person. Do not steal. So again, an effort refers to kidnapping. And 244, not to steal money. This just refers to stealing money.
Kof Kof Gimel. Shleitzim Sarah Pesel Manav Habura. Not to remove the meat from the carbon Pesach from the company. As it says, Shnemerle Sitzim Manav Bayis. Do not remove from the house. Shleitzim Shiyalim Manav Hishchom is not to allow of the remaining portion of the meal offering. Shleitzim Shiyalim Manav Hishchom is not to allow any of the remaining portions of the meal offerings to be chomes. Shnemerle Sitzim Manav Hishchom is chomes chalkom. It shall not be baked as leaven. Shall not to eat the meat of the carbon pesach raw or boiled. Shemar the seichel middle noble vashel do not eat it from it raw or boiled in water. Shleil achol psar pesach the gerteshim not to feed the meat of the carbon pesach to a resident. Shemar says teshim sarf leichel bay no temporary resident or hired worker may eat from it. Shleil achol arul psar pesach not to feed the meat of the carbon pesach to a arul as it says ko arul leichel bay. Shleil achol psar pesach yisol shenishkame not to feed the meat of the carbon pesach to a Yidhu Gishmat. Shana says called Ben Nechel Echel Bay. No outsider may eat it. Claiming to say Yisrael Shnibble the Nechel or Abed Avid is a complete Echel Bay, which means a Yid who has become assimilated amongst the Gaim and serves false gods as they do, he must not partake of the Ron Beza. The Echel Adon Shnitva Kachim, a person who became Tummy, Shanat of the Shivaka, who became richly impure, should not partake of the and a soul partakes in the meat of the Pesach sacrifice while it's impure. Not to partake of kachim that have contracted to what? As it says, meat that has touched any impurity should not be eaten. Not to eat the carbon Pesach meat that has remained past limits allotted for the consumption. As it says, one who eats it shall bear his guilt. The soul will be punished by curse. Shall echel pigo. Not to eat pigo. It's a session of my makri. We say that he chashel lay pigo yira. It will not be accepted for him. By nefesh echel is mona vena tisa. And which is who be curse. Kofalu amni gibel. Shall echel zor trumais. Shall never ever hold zor echel kachem. For an unauthorized person not to partake of trumais. As it says, no unauthorized person shall eat it. Shall echel for the patient's case. Shall echel trumais. For even a tenant or hired worker employed by a kohen not to partake of a truma, as it says, a tenant or a kohen or his hired worker shall not eat the holy food. For an oral person not to partake of truma. Odile shak kachum and other kachum as well. Whatever Zal Nibla Kasa la Pesa was there, Shava, within this, as from Zer Shava, and in the finish from Natero, found explicitly in Tero. From tradition, we learn the Isser against an uncircumcised person
eating consecrated foods is considered as Isser, Tiranami Rabban. Kuf Tamil Gor, for Yechel Kain Tamil Truma. For a Kain who is impure, not to partake of Truma, Shnemar has descended Ishm Zarah, Abakashan Yechel. Any of your descendants shall not eat from the consecrated foods. Shall they take all Kalal of Kedish, for Chalon not to partake of Kedish, Shnemar of Rulay. And also not true, we're not Chazi Vashik, not the Sheikh Bon, or the breast. Shnemar says Baskin, Yisil Yizar. But a Kain's daughter marries an unauthorized person, he shall not eat it. Shlei teichel minchas kein for a meal offering brought by a kain, not to be eaten. Shemra says, "Well, minchas kein kolu tiyalei seichel." Any meal offering is brought by a person, a kain, shall be consumed entirely. Shlei leechel psar chatas anasis bifnim. Shemra will fall chatas asher yugo medam and not to partake the meat of the sin offerings from the Beis Hamikdash, as it says, any sin offering whose blood has been brought. Either partake of consecrated animals that were disqualified for use as sacrifice because a blemish was intentionally inflicted upon them, as states, do not eat any of the abomination according to their word tradition. I learned that the pasuk refers to consecrated animals that were disqualified for use because of a blemish inflicted upon them. Not to eat grain, separate as the second tithe outside of Rishalam, as it says, you may not eat within the gates the tithe from your grain. 142. Not to consume wine, separated as by Sheni outside of Rishalam, as it says, your wine. Not to consume oil, separate as the Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, as it says, and your oil. Not to eat unblemished first thing outside of Yerushalayim, as it says, you may not eat the first thing. Not to eat a sin offering or guilt offering outside of the Azara. Like I said, Lesuchal de Karcha with Senefa. Your cattle and your flocks, and the Piashua Lamdu, the Bakos of Allah's Shakatas Vashem is put to Azara. We learn from oral tradition the purpose of this phrase is only to forbid eating of the sin offerings and the guilt offering outside of the Azara. Pishakota Vashiko Kostum Kemakalasi, the Sukal de Achol of Sharecha, Akrabai, anything that's eaten outside the place intended for it covered by the Isser, you may not eat within your gates. Shalachal Psar Harila. Not to eat the meat of a burnt offering. Shalak, it says, Leisuchal and the Racha Shatidr, you may not eat, you have vowed to bring. I mean, they say, Leisuchal and the Racha Shatidr, you may not eat the carbon you have vowed to give. And the Racha Shatidr, Bezuy Azar, Shal Komei, Shal Yenu, Lemon Akash, Masum, Manas, Mahem, Menemel. So, warning against the person benefiting from the unauthorized use of the consecrated article, if she is forbidden to use, if he derives such medicine, the benefit he transgresses. Not to eat the meat of sacrifices of a lesser order of holiness before the sprinkling of their blood. As it says, you may not eat the animals you have pledged. In other words, you are not allowed to eat from the sacrifices you have pledged until the blood has been sprinkled. For Allah authorized person not to eat the meat of the sacrifices of the highest order of sanctity, as it says, otherwise unauthorized person shall not partake of them, for they are holy. For a kohen not to partake of the first fruits before they are placed in the Beis Hamikdash courtyard, as it says, you may not eat the elevated gifts, delivered by hand, the latter phrase, first and the first fruits. Not to eat the second tithe which has become impure, even with your shalim, until it has been redeemed. As it says, I would have consumed it while it was impure. Kufnun alo, shalachal maister sheni ba'aninus, not to eat maister sheni while it's morning. Shalemak says, the chalte meni mimenu, I have not eaten it from the head while it's morning. Kufnun base, shalachitzi demei maister sheni b'shar, and dwellin shen b'hem achila shasia, not to use the proceeds from the redemption of the maister sheni for anything aside from the food or drink. Shalemak says, the satimenu mace, I have not used it as the dead. anything that's not associated with the needs of the living body, anything that's not associated with the needs of the living body is referred to as used for the dead. Tevel refers to produce from which one is obligated to separate truma and maisis, which has not been given as truma. Which means produce which the heathen will ultimately separate from Hashem. It should not be treated in a mundane manner and eaten while tevel. Kuf nun dal, so the hakli truma the bikurim. I have to say truma before bikurim. And my sedition of truma, not my sedition before truma. And my sedition of edition. Elam litsina la seder, one has to give it in order. Kurim tchila, first bikurim, and then rachach truma gdela, then truma gdela, and then rishin, rachach my sheshinish, and like a seven day also, the macha, isir afkulam, the terachar dobra, rola hakinim, which means, and not to lay your offering of newly ripened produce of your agriculture offerings, which means that not to lay bringing an offering that should be brought first. Kuf nun hei, shleil ha'afir ha'medonim ha'nadom ishanadar, ishanadar shanemar le'i se'afir l'shamim, not to delay bringing sacrifices, you have vowed to offer animals that you have pledged to bring as karbonis, as it says, when you make a pledge, do not delay paying. Shleil ha'es l'chei v'lei karbon, not to make a festive flavor with it. That the karbon shanemar le'chuz l'yiro, pe'e reikam, without fear before me empty-handed. Not to violate a vow which a person making forbidding his use of anything that says the Yafal Dvorah, you should not violate his words. They should not marry an immoral woman or a halala. Not to marry a halala, says they shall not marry a halala. A Kain is not allowed to marry a divorcee. A widow, a divorce, a war woman, these are you not allowed to marry. To have sexual relations with without a mekadesher. The nation mechalala because by doing so he profanes or shenamar. Says the chal zara b'hamav. He should not profane his children. He must not cause a woman eligible to marry a kohen to become ineligible, as happens to the relations described above. So you can't explain the midrash pru reish, where I cannot enter the beis hamidrash with the hair that has grown on. A similarly large, like it says in the sefer matifro, the nala your hair grow long. So you can't explain the midrash pru begodim, for I cannot enter the beis hamidrash with torn garments. Remember, it says uvigdechem lesifremu, do not rend your garments. So yesi kohen and azor v'sas avida. Where I cannot leave the Beis Hamikdash in the midst of the Avedah, Shalem HaKasiz and Bepesach El Meil, they say too, God depart from before the entrance of the Tent of Testimony. Shalitamek Kain, Hedyat the Shar Mason, for a common priest not to become impure through contact with a corpse. Shalem HaKasiz, and never Shalitamek Amal, we should not become impure through contact with the dead. Shalitamek Kain, Vela, Afilu, Lekvelo, where I cannot have to become impure, even those of his relatives. It's Shalem HaKasiz, says, love the Dima, the Yitama, he shall not become impure even for his father and mother. So he cut his king little in mace for King Gilla to enter place where a corpse is found. Shalom, it says about cold, noxious mace, like nobody. You should not come into contact with any dead person. Kafalnu, Biashua, Shokhai, Bavaval, Yobe, Bachai, Bavaval, Yitama, you have to become impure or have to enter place of the corpse. So the Yita, Choshim, and the Levi, Chedek, Bartis, for the tribe of a Levi, not to take a portion of our Israel. It says, Nafalei, not receiving the heritage. For the tribe of the Levi, not to take a portion of the spoils in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. It says, Shalil Asis cursed on mace after tear out here for the dead. And I make a bald spot upon your head. Shalil Afel Behem Bakmea, not to eat a non kosher animal. Nevertheless, amongst those who chew the cud, is you may eat. Shalei lechel dam tug. Shalei lechel dag tomish. Nemer reshechet v'yilachem v'sorchem v'yisechlu. Not to eat now kosher fish. As it says, they shall be regarded as abomination and do not eat of the flesh. Shalei lechel eif tomish. Nemer v'yisechlu teshachtu. And eif le'techlu not to eat a now kosher bird. that says these brilliant you must regard as tishaktu, the not eat them. 175, shalafel sheretz aiv, and not eat flying insects. Shemra is a says called sheretz aiv, tell me who lachem. Every flying insect that is not kosher for you shall not eat them. Shalafel sheretz aretz, shalafel sheretz aretz, shalafel sheretz aretz, not to eat insects that breathe on the land. As it states, every insect that creeps upon the earth must be regarded as a sheketz. It may not be eaten. Shalafel demas aretz, stammer relate to tamas asher zirim b'chol ezer aretz demas aretz. Not to eat anything that creeps on the earth, as it says, do not make your souls impure with the insect that creeps upon the earth. Shalafel tilas aperis to states from the avir, not to eat worms that breed in the produce after they become exposed in the air. Shalafel says, while shares a share of the list, for any swarming creature that breeds upon the land, you shall not eat them. Shalafel shares some myers, nevertheless, the chapter of the Sechem, the whole share is not to eat swarming creatures that breed in the water. It says, do not make yourself detestable by any swarming creatures. Shalafel mesa, not to eat a carrion or mesa. Shalafel mesa, do not eat nevela. Shalafel trefa, do not eat an animal with a trefa. Shalafel says, not to eat a little from living animals. It says, "Leseichel and the fish and buser, do not eat the life with its flesh." Not to eat the displaced sciatic nerve, as it says, "Alkein leichel is many souls." Therefore, the children of Israel do not eat the displaced nerve. 184. Kuf pedal. Leseichel dam. Not to eat blood. Like it says. They're not eating so many blood. They're not partake of any hard fat, as it says, they're not eat any of the fat in the ox, sheep, or goat. They're not cook meat and milk together. They're not cook a kid with his father's milk. They're not eat meat and milk together. Do not cook a kid in his mother's milk. That the two together, Isser against eating and Isser against cooking. Not to partake of the meat of an ox that was stoned by death. And you should not eat its flesh. Not eat bread. Ate from newly grown produce before Pesach. It says, with lechem. Do not eat roasted grain from newly grown produce before Pesach. As it says, you may not eat roasted grain. Do not eat fresh grain from newly grown produce before Pesach. As it says, you may not eat fresh grain. Do not eat arlish. For 3 years, you must regard as fruit. Forbidden growth in Mingan beat the Shalafel Kida Akedim. Shalafel says, Pentika Shomlea Zera Shatiza Tuas Akedim Zel Israchila. Do not eat mixed species planted in a vineyard. As it says, lest the yield of the crops you planted and the fruits of the vineyard shall become forfeit. This refers to the history against eating such produce. Shalalishis Yayanessa, not to drink wine used for idolatrous libation. Never as it says, Ashachilas of Achim Yechel Yishtiyan Esikum. Who ate the fat of the sacrifice and drank the wine of the wine. Which is their zeal of the save, Shemar Beninu Zeal of the Save, not to eat or drink with a glutton and drunken, as it says, the son of Arz the glutton or drunken. Shlilachal the aim hot saying, you have to eat them the other fast. Avim Kippur, as it says, he called on that pressure shoulder soon. Any person does not afflict himself on that day. 197 Shlilachal Chametz for Pesach. Not a particular Chametz on Pesach. Shemar says, Leichal. Chomish, do not eat chomish. Leila echel tarubas chomish. Also not to eat mixtures of chomish. Now, like it says, kol machmach, as they say, full. Do not eat any leaven matter. Shleila echel chomish acher chatzes yem arba. Also, shlemle, if say chol of chomish, do not eat chomish after noontime on the 14th of Nisan. As I said, do not eat chomish with it. Shleira chomish, do not to have chomish seen. Now, like it says, leira chomish, no chomish, a leaven shall be, it may be seen in your territory. Shleira matzi chomish. Shenemra certainly must have taken not to have chametz found or in possession during place. As it says, no chametz may be found in your homes. Shle yishteh hanazir yayin v'le dover shnezar b'yayin v'tamek tam yayin shenemra chom distress on oven. Afle yishteh hanazir yayin v'dover shnezar b'yayin as the usher lor shenemra chametz yayin v'chametz shirchel yishteh. For another not to drink wine or partake of anything in which wine was mixed and has a taste of wine, as it says, he shall not drink any grape beverage. This issue applies even if the wine and other beverages with which the wine was mixed has become sour. As the above verse says, he may not drink vinegar from wine or wine or wine brandy. Or not to eat fresh grapes. For another not to eat raisin bran. Eat raisins, I'm sorry. He may not eat dry grapes. Another should not eat grape seeds. He may not eat anything from wine grapes from the seeds. Another not to eat grape peels. He should not eat anything of wine grapes that peels. For another not to become impure through contact with that mess. He may not become impure even for his father or his mother. Another is allowed to enter below any roof beneath which is a corpse is found. He should not come into contact with any dead body. Another is not to shave. A razor shall not pass upon his head. Not to harvest one's entire field. You're not coming to harvest the ends of your field. So look at that. Well, my nephews, b'shas ketsira, not to gather the individual stalks that fall in the harvest. Shemar, as it says, v'leket tzir chalisa laki, do not gather the leket of your harvest. So leaf tzir ilis hakerem, not to harvest undeveloped grape clusters. Shemar, as it says, v'char mocha alisa ilah, do not pick the incompletely formed grape clusters of your vineyard. Shalei lukit peret hakerem, not to gather individual fallen grapes. Shemar, as it says, v'feret char mocha alisa laki, do not gather individuals in your vineyard. Shalei yifach, emar, shikha shemar leis sosh of the kachti. Not to take a sheaf which has been forgotten. As it says, do not take back, go back to take it. This applies to all trees, as it says, do not carefully re-harvest it. God has sown mixed species of seeds together. As it says, do not sow different species of seeds in your field. Not to sow grain or vegetables in your vineyard. I plant different species in your vineyard. Not to crossbreed different species of animals. As it says, do not crossbreed your livestock with other species. Not to work with different species of animals together. As it says, do not plow with an ox or a donkey together. Not to muzzle an ox while it is working with produce from which would eat and derive benefit. As it says, I saw some shirbadishe, muzzle an ox while it is treading grain. Not to cultivate the land in the seventh year. Now, it says, the sun, the seeds are not sowing your field. Not to cultivate trees in the seventh year. Now, it says, the farmer for the season, that are pruning your vineyard. Shall they live, sir? 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 Shall they reap crops that grow on their own the seventh year in the same manner as its ordinary year. Shnevaka says it's sviach tircha, 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 lay sick seed, not reap the crops of your harvest that are grown on your own. Shleva esif, pierce the elam, beshvis, vadasha, esim, bechalsan, vashana. Not to reap fruit that grows on the trees in the seventh year in the same manner as it does in an ordinary year. Shnevaka says, as Indian is it a holy sifcha, and you did not gather the grapes of your vines, which you must abstain. Shlevave, beshnas, evo, bin adam, ben elan, do not into agricultural work, whether the land or the trees. Shinemas says, Le Cizero, not so. Shadixir Svika Yevil Peshar Shanam Shinemabir Le Cizero Svichal, not to reap crops that grows on your own in the Jubilee year in the same manner as in the ordinary year. It says, do not harvest the crops which grow on their own. Shadixir Asif Peres Yevil Fasifis Shar Shanam Shinemabir Le Cizero, not to reap the fruits of the Jubilee year in the same manner as in the ordinary year. As it says, do not gather the grapes or vines which you must abstain. Shadixir Svika Sadab Aristisal Smesis. Shemar Eretz, they seem muffled. Smithers do not sell filling nuts to stroll perpetuity, as it says, do not make a permanent sale of the land. Shle Lashanis Migir Shalavim, they seem Shemar will stay Miga Shadam, leading Muffin Bishwal Lundus, as well as Ursa the Sana. At the change the purpose of the open areas of the field granted to the Levim, as it says, the field of the open areas surrounding their cities shall not be sold according to oral tradition. We will learn that this refers, pasuk is a prohibition against changing the purpose of which the lands are used. Not to forsake the levim. Shnei rasis is shomer lachah penatazav v'salavi levi. Be careful not to abandon the levi. Elanesim lahem matanesim. Some kanesim bechol devil v'degel. Rather, you must give them the portion that I do and address to them at each festival. As Raya was often not to demand the repayment of a loan after the seventh year has passed, as it says, but not demand payment for your fellow men. 231. Not to withhold lending money for a poor person because of the Shemit. Be careful lest an ear. According to you, this is the general rule. Not to withhold lending money to a poor person, providing him with his needs. Do not harden your heart. We learn, a person who gives tzedakah fulfills a positive commandment, while one who does not give tzedakah spurs the opportunity, not only fails to perform a mitzvah tzase, but also transgresses a negative commandment. Not to send away a Hebrew servant empty-handed when he goes free. Not send him away empty-handed. Not to demand payment of a debt from a poor person when one knows that he is poor. Not to cause him grief. It says, do not behave like a creditor towards him. Not to lend an interest to a Jew. I'll lend him your money at interest. Not to borrow with interest. I take interest from your brother. It's Isser forbidding a borrower from paying interest to a lender. Not to intermediate between the borrower and the lender when interest is involved. Not to act as a guarantor, as a witness to such a loan. Not to drop a contract for it. As it says, do not change charge of interest. Not to delay payment of a worker, do not hold back a worker's wages overnight. Not to take security from a debt or by force. Do not enter his home to take security. Not to withhold the return of security to his owners when he needs it. It says, do not lie down to sleep with the security. In other words, do not lie down while holding the security. Instead, turn to him at night when he needs at night. Not to take security from a widow. Do not take a widow's garment as security. Not to take utensils used in preparation as food. As it says, do not take either the upper or lower millstone as a pledge. So then they never should be sold out to kidnap a Jewish person. Shnemek says, Lesignaif, do not steal. So again, an effort is the first to kidnapping. And 244, Ishman Dalash, Lesignaif, mommy, not to steal money. Shnemek says, Lesignaif, Lesignaif, mommy, this refers to stealing money.